Your hand this morning, a little dream slip. Who hasn't got a dream slip? Well, I don't think the front row got any, so the front row needs some, or hand one to them, the people on the second row, that'll work too. Who hasn't got a dream slip now? Anyone? Everyone's got one? No, the guys at the front haven't got one. They're coming? Thanks, Ken. Awesome. Anyone else? Don't be shy. Raise your hand nice and high. Here we go, we've got a few more. Over on the left and on our right again. All right, well, keep your hands up. I'll just start my scripture. You can get this up for me, please, AJ. Galatians 3, verse 5. Galatians 3, verse 5. And back over on the right. Thanks, Ken. Keep your hand up on the right. There was a few on the right here. I think it was Alvin and Jeffrey, Jonathan. All right. Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you, this is Galatians 3, 5, and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? He who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you. Who'd like to see more miracles in 2015? Come on. You know, it doesn't happen. You're not going to receive all the things that from God that you think you're going to receive by just doing them in your own ability. Who thinks they've got pretty good ability? I think I've got some ability. You've got some ability, right, Joe? You know, we've all got some ability. But what is this scripture actually saying to us this morning? It's saying that the ability that we have, that's good. But let's add faith to what we have and go extend our thoughts to what God might want to put in our hearts, because he is limitless and we're what? We're limited, right? And so we've got to allow God to put faith into our hearts. And that's what I'm believing for all the guys that are going on the missions team. Shane, our prayers are with you. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. And you know, that's just one thing that we're doing early this year, because obviously the uni break and everything else, it worked out well. My desire is that you will believe with me today that your best life is when you're committed to the ways of the Lord. Who can believe that with me? Yeah. Our best life. Some people look at this book and go, it's all rules and regulations. But in actual fact, if you Nikki Gumbel talks about this in Alpha. And for those of you who are new Christians, you'll do this when you do Alpha very soon. And you know, if a soccer field didn't have any boundaries around it and there was no referees, how would the game go? Not so good. And so we need rules and we need boundaries on our lives so that we can actually enjoy the best life that God has for us. And so I want to talk about this a little bit this morning, because I believe that God is fresh for you every day. We talked about this last week. I believe God is new for you every day. I believe the best thing that you can do in your life is get up in the morning and give him some praise. The best thing you can do is actually say, Lord, I thank you for this new day. I thank you that today is going to be a day that I'll remember because I've been able to do something for you. And so the greatest impact that you can have in your personal life is by faith. Who'd like to be more impacting to others in their world in 2015? It happens by faith. It happens by faith. And so I have some dreams. They're different to Andrea's dreams, I expect. And, she's leading kids' church this morning, my wife, and also senior pastor of this church. And some dreams have not been fulfilled in my personal life yet. Who's got some dreams that you think would have happened by now, but they're still not quite there? A lot of us. Does that mean we give up on God? No, I'm going to talk about that as well this morning a little bit. I've got a scripture for you on that. The best thing we can do, and the way our faith grows, is to hang on to the Lord Jesus. Can we do that this morning? All of us. You know, some of you guys who are working, but you would like a better job, maybe put that down as a personal goal. If, you know, I know there's many migrants from different countries and you'd love to have a better work. Why don't you make that one of your goals this year? You don't, it might, because it might be on your heart. I feel that feeling that may be some of you this morning. You know, also, you know, there's some dreams in this house that I'd love to come to pass in my lifetime before I give this job away. You know, I've got some dreams. I've got more things God would like to do. I mean, there's a number of us, and some of us are on holidays at the moment, but we've talked about this in our leaders' meetings, but it would be great to achieve a campus from this church, south from here, somewhere like Wellard, Baldivis. And so I'm having that as one of my dreams. I'm going to say, Lord, this is going to come to pass. If you don't put it down, is it going to happen? It's not going to happen. So I'm getting ahead of myself, so I'll just slow up a bit. See, we engage by faith. How do we engage in God? By faith. We allow the Holy Spirit to move in our lives to see what we cannot see for our future, right? There's things that we cannot possibly see unless we engage by faith. And so my wish today is that we reconnect our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason we tithe, the reason we bring offerings to God is because Jesus is Lord of our lives. We put our faith in Him. So one of the main things we can do is offer Him something back because He is Lord. And sometimes we can go to God and just like ask, well, why didn't that happen? Or why did that happen that way? You know, God says, well, if you'd asked me, I would have been able to help you, but you didn't ask me. Can we partner together with God today? Allow Him to be a big part of who we are. And God needs an invitation to get involved in our lives. It needs an invitation to get involved in your life. He comes because we invite Him into our world. And today we are going to pray for people at the end of this meeting. I think we'll do it jointly. But this is not going to be like a personal prayer or a conversational prayer. It's going to be like, we're going to anoint every one of you this morning and say, Lord, thank You that as we connect our faith, that we're going to ignite our faith together, and we're going to grow together. And some of the things we thought were not possible, well, Lord, I'm putting them into Your hands because there's things in my heart that I know that You've called me to do. They haven't happened yet, but I think we can achieve them. But I need Your help, Lord. Can we do that together at the end of the meeting? Some of us can. Young people, can we do that this morning at the end of this meeting? Thanks, Wes. Good man. Awesome. You know, I said last week that only 8% of New Year's resolutions come to pass. So who's already mucked up a New Year's resolution? Don't put your hand up. They're famous for, I'm guessing you can guess these. They're famous for weight loss, spending less and earning more. So basically we set ourselves up to fail. And Moses' law failed because for the most part, going back to Galatians 3, for the most part, nobody kept all the laws. And we might try really hard to keep them. But there is something about our flesh that we inherited from Adam that just doesn't like a rule. Am I right? We don't like rules. Who's never sped in their car if you're able to drive in their life? You know, who always sticks to 50 kilometres an hour? What's that about? In our suburbs. Sorry if you love keeping the speed limit, that's great. My family know I find that extremely difficult. I want to get there as fast as I possibly can without getting a ticket. Galatians 3:3, are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? We can start well, can't we? We can start well in our journey in God. We can start well in who we are. And then our own humanity takes over. And so I think Scripture is here for a reason, to help us and say, okay, we've all done that. Who's never done anything in the flesh, you know? We all have done stuff that we wish we hadn't done, and the regrets. But let's just give them to God today and say, Lord, that's yours. I'm going to move on in my life this morning. Let's not go back to the old person. And why are you trying to do this? You know, God says, don't do stuff in your own strength. I'm here to help you. That's why I'm here. What do you do when you see a sign that says, don't touch wet paint? Anyone? Would you touch it, Wiz? Yeah. Why would you touch it? Yeah. We just can't help ourselves, can we? Don't do this, don't do that. Yeah, Ken the painter would not be happy, but anyway. But we all want to touch it. The way to live out the word of God is not going to be accomplished through the law, this verse is saying. Don't do this and don't do that. You're going to do all those things unless you are living by faith. And so you live by faith by being filled with the Holy Spirit. The moment you go through the waters of baptism, and even before that, even as you receive Jesus as Lord of your life, like some of the people here did last week even, you have the Spirit of Christ. It's called the Holy Spirit. Jesus leaves the Holy Spirit with us. Something's changed in our DNA. We know what's not quite right or what's going to be good for us. It's the Spirit of God. We need to listen to the Spirit of God. Ezekiel 36:27 prophesied this. I love it. I will put my Spirit into their hearts. Who'd like more of God's Spirit in their hearts this year? I will put my Spirit in their hearts and cause them to walk in my statutes. And the Word of God comes alive in our life and is fulfilled with the Spirit operating within us. See, I'm an introvert by nature. Andrea is actually the extrovert in our relationship. And on and off for the last 3 to 4 years, I've had this spiritual conversation with a man at the gymnasium. Not any of the ones I've talked to you about before. I've never talked about this person before. And I was at the water fountain because I've been around a little bit. I think it was Christmas time. I was at the water fountain. I just about finished my workout and just was grabbing some water. And unbeknown to me, this gentleman was behind me. And he just started talking to me. Are you still involved in Liberia or Africa, I think he said. And I said, yeah, sure. He goes, you're crazy. That's dangerous. And we've had on and off the odd conversation. He calls me the machine gun preacher. And actually, to be honest, I just didn't feel like talking with him. And introverts sometimes don't want to talk. If you're married to an introvert, sometimes they just want space. And everything inside me was like, can I just finish up and go? But I could feel the Holy Spirit. There was that, this may not be over just yet. And so I go back to doing my last exercises. And the gentleman puts down his bag in another part of the gymnasium. And then the next thing, he's back talking to me again. And he says, do you have Bibles in your church? I don't think he's ever been in church. It's funny to us. What kind of Bibles are they? I need the Holy Spirit's help right there. the Bible, you know what? I said, well, I thought, I bet you he's got some sort of Catholic background. I says, well, it's like the Catholic Bible, but without some of the books. He goes, well, I read one of those Bibles. I couldn't understand it at all. He goes, but I can't believe what's going on around our world. And I've got two young girls. He never told me he'd had a family before. He didn't look like the type. And he says, I'm worried. And he says, can I come down and get a Bible? And I said, of course you can come down and get a Bible. And he says, but not one of those ones I can't read. I says, you can have a new Bible that you can read. Yes, English, whatever version you like, we will have them. I hope we have, Catherine. He's still coming. But something's going on. This is a continuing thing over the last probably 18 months. It never would have happened if I just listened to my own self. I didn't want to have a conversation, to be quite honest. You know, the Holy Spirit makes an impact in our world. All the sanguines, they don't get it because they're just there. The Holy Spirit empowers me to make an impact in another person's life. The Holy Spirit impacts you to have an impact in someone else's world, yes? And so I want us to write some things down. And maybe you can start writing now if you're up for it, personal and church. And we're going to pray at the end of this meeting. Let's activate our faith today through writing something down. And committing to pray for and believe for God to intervene rather than take matters into our own hands, and mess it up. God's got plans. And I want to talk about this a little bit. I've got a few stories before we finish and pray this morning. In Habakkuk 2:2, the righteous shall live by faith. And whose faith is it? It's his faith. The righteous shall live by, the English version actually says, the righteous shall live by his faith. Because every person in the world has some kind of faith. But we are to live by his faith. Whose faith is it, Susan? Yeah, Jesus, the Son of God, the living God. He's the resurrection and the... And so, Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. Man, I'm telling you, God's got more for us this year. God's got more for you personally this year. Will you believe with me this morning? God's got more for you. And verse 3, for still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, what does the Bible say to do? It's up there. Wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay, or will not tarry, as the old version. See, he wouldn't like that version, my friend. So we've got to get him either a new NIV or an NLT, probably the New Living. See, sometimes we've got to face our Jerichos. You might ask, how do we do that? Well, if we're talking about Jericho, the actual city, and it was all walled up. And sometimes there's walls in our lives because God wants us to rely on Him and not ourselves. And sometimes there's barriers in our lives. There's areas of our lives that we think we cannot conquer. But I'm here to say this morning, because the Word of God is clear, that He wants you to overcome the barriers and the walls that are built up around your life right now. There are things that you think you could not possibly do. Well, you can. And it may be related to an illness. It may be related to medication. It might be something that you've believed for years and years, and it hasn't come to pass. Don't stop believing in God, because He has the keys to the kingdom of God, and He's going to push those barriers back and allow His kingdom to come into your heart so that you can be revived, that you can be renewed, so that the dreams that are actually probably sitting dormant right now in some of your lives will actually come alive. Yeah, come on. Now I feel like we're starting to get into, you know, maybe we're... See, let's go back to Jericho. You've got to start walking around. Just start walking. Don't just sit. Well, that's never going to happen. Oh, I tried that. Didn't work. Don't just do nothing. What did God say? Walk around. Start walking. Will some of you start walking with me this year? Let's start walking. And they walked around. Nothing happened. And so they walked around again. What happened? Nothing. They walked around again. They walked around again. On the seventh day, my goodness, they... See, you've got to shout to God every now and then. You've got to sing a song to the Lord and say, I'm not allowing these areas to defeat my life. I've got stuff that I know that God has put in my heart. And if you can catch this at a young age, young people, my goodness, you'll be up here and I can quit. I would think nothing better than doing that. God can do something else with me. You know, the thing is, and I'm excited about this year because I love New Year's in many ways, because it's a place that we can actually say, well, you know what, Lord? Last year's gone. Let's move on. Let's get right with God and go for it. So walk around. Get your spirit moving. I mean, you can walk around and go, oh, why does the pastor want me to do this? I'm not feeling anything. Well, when you're sitting down and doing this, you'll probably fall asleep. But I tell you what, you start to put your hands up. Thank you, Jesus. My God, oh, I love you. You're awesome. And that's why I walk up and down on the stage, because I'm half praying. Because I get the Spirit of God on my life, who helps to lead me in all I'm doing. Now, I know you're not all like me. You don't have to be. If it was Shane Elliott, he'd just stand here and deliver an amazing word of God, because God's already spoken to him. You know, the teaching is just in all, he's in his head. But let's be who we're meant to be, and at the very least, engage in who God's made us to be. So walk around. Israel didn't have the weaponry to overcome, but they did have the Lord. Who's got the Lord here this morning? And so when they obeyed the word of the Lord, they overcame. And so we can walk around and go, well, and the Israelites, I guess they did this for a long time, didn't they? 40 years, my goodness. But anyway, hey, you can walk around and you can complain a lot. Or you can walk around and you can say, thank you, God, for this new day. Thank you, God, that things are going to change. I declare the word of God over this city. I declare the word of God over my life and my future. I declare the word of God over my children. I declare the word of God over this sickness. And in Jesus' name, I am healed. And you just keep walking until God does the miracle. Sometimes we've got to just work that miracle into being. I don't know why, or I don't have all the answers, but I tell you what, the more we're in, at the very least, our faith will grow in God as we stay with Him. And so when they obeyed the law, they overcame, the walls came down. And of course, they saved Rahab, because that's how it all came to be. There's always opportunities. There's going to be divine appointments with people that actually will transform your world. So I want you to think about some of these things right now. What would you like me to do, Lord? Have you ever asked that question? So right here, right now, what would you like me to do, Lord, this year? Ask it. Ask it this week. What would you like me to do, Lord? Second, what do you think I should do, Lord? Because we can think that we know and have all the answers. But if he's going to be our partner in life, then I think it's a good idea to say, hey, what do you think? Yeah? And thirdly, do you think I should go ahead, Lord? These are the kinds of questions we ask if he is Lord of our life. Should I go out with them, Lord? Now, I don't know if that's still the right terminology. Should I, you know? I really like him. He asked me to marry him. What do you think I should do, Lord? That would be a good question to ask, wouldn't it? Amazing how quiet it gets suddenly. One of the three things, and there's lots more. In fact, my family listened to a message recently from Rick Warren, 7 great points. But I've got 3 about this area. First, take everything you do in prayer to the Lord. Second, the Word of God. It's got to marry with the Word of God. You've got to have a word if you're going to do something important for him or you're making a big decision. It's got to marry with the Word of God. God can speak to you through his word. Amen? And thirdly, you've got to seek wise advice from good counsel. And those people are going to be people that love you and they're in the house of God who want your very best life. You can always find people that are going to be yes people. You can always find people that are actually will agree with you. But they may not necessarily be the people that are going to bring the best of you and God out together. If you want peace in your spirit, who'd like more peace? Come on. Do at least these three things. Prayer, Word of God, wise counsel. And when you are surrendered to the Lordship of Christ, blessing flows. Come on. When we're surrendered to the Lordship of Christ, that's when the blessing flows. So trust him. Turn to your neighbor and say, trust him. See, a lot of people think that God is not on their side. And you might be here this morning and think, well, God's just not on my side. But actually, he is. He has the very best for you. And he wants to help you all the way through your life. And you don't know what God can do until you fully trust him with your life. So some of us can be like 30% trusting him and we believe in the word of God, but our actions aren't showing it. Come on, let's make today a brand new day. He who supplies the spirit to you and works miracles among you, he does it by the works of the law or by hearing of faith. Can we be hearers of faith this morning? Genesis 15:6, you know, just as Galatians 3:5-6 talk about the same thing. Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him as righteousness. Get out of your tent, God said to Abraham. Look up. And Abraham obeyed the word of the Lord and he put a new vision in his heart. Now, Abraham could have said to God, you know what, I'm 100 years old, what are you thinking? I can't have a child. I can't do this. I can't do that. You don't know what God can do unless you open your spirit up to what God might have for you to do. So let's just open up a wee bit if it's closed right now. Say, Lord, well, if you're there, I'll give you a little bit of room. Can we do that today? There aren't any girls or boys I want to marry. Well, not in this church. Well, I know how to go and find one. Well, I've got a great story for you. or you could trust God and the wise counsel of those around you. And when Jesus is Lord, it affects the outcomes. Yes, He has the miracle girl for you. He has the miracle boy for you. And maybe you're divorced here and you're looking to remarry. He has the right person for you. But don't just rush into anything crazy. Please. See, I've been friends with this girl. She's on the East Coast. Well, she's not a girl. She's a young woman. She's in her 30s. In fact, she may even be 40 now. But I met her when she was in her late 20s. She goes to a C3 church in a country town. And she just couldn't find a man. And she really wanted to get married. And her pastor said to her one day, "I just want you to do one more year." She didn't want to do one more year, but she said, "You know what? I'll do one more year." She was leading particular areas in the church. Guess what happened? A man came. Cheeky. Is that you, Ken? A man came into the church in that year, where she didn't want to do that next year. And he looked at her and thought, "She's all right." And they started having a few dates. And it took about a year, because he was a migrant from another country. Well, I think it was late last year they got married. But it gets better. And this is having faith in God and trusting those around you against doing your own thing and perhaps missing out on what God would have you to do. Who would like what God would have you to do rather than, because you know sometimes we've got to tarry. What does that word scripture say in the old King James Version? Wait. It's going to be okay. Don't rush off. Guess what they're doing now, this particular couple, now married? They are leading. They are the senior ministers of C3 Byron Bay. How cool is that? Come on, please give the Lord a hand. That's worth something. So if it seems slow, wait, it's coming and it won't delay. Sometimes scripture seems a bit confusing, but God's timing is really different to ours. He supplies the spirit because it cannot be done in the flesh. Yes? Our church here, when we started a service way back, I think it was 18 years ago, people around were going, "It can't be done." And it really didn't look like it could be done. 7 years later, it was still looking like we might extinct. But I couldn't get out of my heart the fact that God had put something in us to lead a church in Fremantle. And now other churches have popped up, which is fantastic. And then we've broken through something spiritually. So you've got to be in the right place at the right time. It took over 10 years before I even got into ministry. I didn't know what I was doing. Went from this job to that job. Worked at the church for free for years, one day a week. Anyone like to do that? Come and help here. I'm serious. If you'd like to, please see me afterwards. We've got some amazing servers in our church. Anyway, I want to say this. You don't get the Holy Spirit when you're holy. Who's glad about that? Come on. You don't get the Holy Spirit when you're holy enough. You don't have to be like monk-like or whatever, you know. You get the Holy Spirit in order to become holy. Say it with me. You get the Holy Spirit in order to become holy. One more time, just in case we've forgotten already. You get the Holy Spirit in order to become holy. And so he helps you to live a clean life, a life where you won't grieve him. Be bold. Don't shrink back. Activate your faith today. That's where the power comes from. So many things would come and destroy our faith. Have you ever noticed that? It can be negative reports. You know, I've actually got to the point where if I hear too many negative reports, I'm most likely going to have to walk away. So if someone starts talking to me about a negative report for too long, I might just walk away. I'm not being rude. I just can't handle a negative report anymore because I want to live in the world where faith is going to help me. I want to live in a world where faith, where positive stuff is going to actually activate my life. And so I'd rather hear about some little thing about good news, even though there might be lots of bad news around, because that's how we activate the Spirit of God in our world. So this year, can we all determine, at least if nothing else, to be positive about something in our world, something in our church, something in our connect group, something in our youth, something in the music, whatever group you serve in, let's have positive words to speak. Because that activates faith. So when I come up to you and ask, how was Connect Group? Oh dear, you don't want to know. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Why? Because it's not going to help. There's got to be some good news, guys. And so we're going to continue with good news stories this year. We're going to see more videos on the screen of the good news in some of the areas. Wasn't it great last year? I mean, there were so many healings last year. It was amazing. God is good. You know, Ken's walking around, knee's all better. Look, he's up the back there. Give everyone a wave. He had a bung knee, had to go to hospital. Well, he didn't go. God healed him. Come on. You know, the Langlands held out, and they held out, and they held out. And I remember it was like a glum day because Claire comes into the office sometimes. Not sometimes, or every week. And it was, you know, she was a little bit downcast. And I said, it's going to be okay. God's going to come through. I didn't have any idea what God was going to do, but I'd rather say that and build faith into her heart. And then, about 3 months later, they're in their new house. Come on. Well, God's amazing. You don't give up on God. Why would you? You want to go down to hell? Then that's up to you, I guess, with the flames and everything else. But why would you want to live there when you can live in heaven? Come on. And so we've got to act like we're Christians. Forget negative reports. Forget discouraging things happening. Criticism from over here and over there. Thoughts in our own head. Whatever goes on, put them aside. The devil wants you to live in that zone. If he can get you into that zone, he's won the battle. Your faith is slowly extinguished. You know, because I couldn't get the word out. The blessing is through faith. The blessing is through faith. The power of the Spirit is through faith. And too much negativity. Come on, leave it alone this year. And I know we have some serious issues to deal with and some problems, but let's stay in a spirit of joy. The Spirit moves by. The Spirit moves by a positive environment. And the greatest impact on your personal life is through the Holy Spirit. Matthew 10:8, I'll be able to finish up. Music team, you can stay there just for a sec. Heal the sick. Jesus says this to his disciples. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Who thinks that's a pretty big task? Anybody? All in one sentence. I've never healed anyone in my life, they're saying. And now you want me to what? Raise the dead. How do we do that? Cleanse the lepers. Well, that was sin, actually bring people to salvation. It was a sign. Leprosy was a sign of sin. And Jesus says impossible things to his disciples. Maybe, just maybe, the Lord has some impossible things for you to achieve this year. Well, if you don't write it down, it probably won't happen. Let's commit our ways to the Lord this year. People are healed by. Lepers are cleansed by. Raise the dead by. Cast out demons by. Freely receive, freely. Every one of us can do these things. Oh, Pastor, my daughter's really sick. We'll pray for them. At least first, pray for them. You're a disciple of the living God, and Jesus says to you, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely receive, freely give. Impart the Holy Spirit yourself into somebody else's world this year. Amen. Thank you, Susan. So I want to finish on this scripture. Come with me to Acts 14, and then I'm going to get everyone to stand and we're going to pray. If you haven't written anything down, I'd encourage you to write something on that piece of paper for this year, both personal and church goal. Acts 14, verse 8. I'm going to find it in my real Bible. Haven't done that for a while. Acts 14, verse 8. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength. You know what? We just need Brem. We don't need you guys. I'll get all the rest of you guys just to pray with me. Thanks, Brem. In Lystra, a certain man without strength, in his feet was sitting. A cripple, listen to what it says, from his mother's womb, who had never what? Walked. And this man heard Paul speaking. Paul observing him intently and seeing that he had faith, seeing that he had what? Faith to be. And he said with a loud voice, what are you doing? You're going to sit down again when I ask you to stay there. It's all right. I'm confusing you. Come back. Let's give Brem a hand. I said I didn't want everyone else that I originally said, because, you know, just don't worry about me. Let's just get on. I have these moments in my life. You got to laugh at yourself sometimes, okay? Don't you? Come on. Acts 14, verse 8. What was it? Where was I? Verse 10. He said with a loud voice, so Paul says with a loud voice, just straight away, stand up straight on your feet. And he leaped and walked. This man has never walked. Paul believed in healing sick people. Now, Paul had not been a disciple. He had not seen Jesus in the flesh. He's just like you and me. And Paul saw that the man had faith and spoke to him. When you put yourself in a position of faith, God can do a miracle. So I want to ask you this morning to put yourself in a position of faith so that God can do a miracle. Amen? Put yourself in a position of faith so that God can do a miracle through you today. And so if you haven't written anything down just yet, write something down, personal goal that you think, you know, I would love this to happen this year. I've got a couple of, three personal goals. These are personal. You don't have to share with anyone. We're not going to have like next week. It's not going to happen. These are for you to pray through this year. You can, if you want to, you can put them somewhere where you can just go, maybe a prayer room or something, and you can go back to them and pray over them. He stood up. The man stood up from his mother's womb. He'd been what? Crippled. In other words, he came out unable to walk. He'd never walked. He stood up. Put yourself in a position of faith and stand up for the word of God in your life and see the miracles come to pass. Why don't we stand on our feet this morning? I hope you've all got your piece of paper in your hand. Be of good courage. I'll pray this for you as well, my friend. Why don't we lift our request to God? Thank you, Jesus. Father, today, I pray that we will ignite. In fact, you need to say this. Ignite my faith. Come on, say it with me. Ignite my faith. Lord, come on. Let's pray together. Lord, I am praying this year that I will not shrink back. I will not live in the flesh, in my own thought process alone. I know that faith is not just rational. It is supernatural. And I believe in the power of the living God today. I believe today that God is my strength. I look to you, Lord. And later this year, when things are going a little bit pear-shaped, I will trust you all the days of my life. And I will thank you for the victory that is coming in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that as I step out in faith today, why don't you take a step forward? Just step out. Make a physical move. Father, I thank you that I'm going to live by faith. And there are going to be things and situations and problems that I thought too difficult, that you will overcome. We partner together, Lord, for 2015, in Jesus' name. Did you pray that, Brem? Good man. The people of God said, amen. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we commit all our ways to you in the mighty name of God. You are Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you, church. Have a great rest of January. Andrew and I are on leave while our kids are in the Philippines. But please come. We've got an amazing speaker next week, as we've already discussed, and Pastor Helen's in charge. So give her every respect you possibly can these next couple of weeks. And, of course, Charlie and Helen, sorry, together, obviously. God bless.